And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me the very lovely Shelley Wright. She's the director of the Carbon County Family Support and Children's Justice Center. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Trying to stay warm.
Yes.
I think like the rest of everybody else.
Yes, and staying out of this wind, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've got some new things taking place up at the Children's Justice Center, some exciting things.
Yeah, we do. We got, we have our medical room that's starting to take shape and become a new program. And then we are providing trauma-focused therapy, which we've been doing that since July 1st.
So fairly new programs you've got going on. Tell us a little bit about the medical room. What is it going to be utilized for? And has this been something that has been planned and you finally are getting it up and going?
This has been a goal of mine for the last couple of years. Several years ago, we used to have a medical provider that would do the medical exams in their own clinic. And now we are able to provide that medical service to our child victims in-house. That way, our children no longer have to go over the mountain. They don't have to drive all the way to Primary Children's or Utah County. They can actually come to the Children's Justice Center here locally in Price. And these would be children who have been sexually abused or or if they currently have a non-emergent physical abuse that has happened to them. And then the medical provider will also do some well child checks for children who have been abused, but maybe not recently. Sometimes these kiddos and their parents want to know that they're just going to be okay. So it's kind of peace of mind, and we're really, really super excited about getting this up and running.
I was going to say, how wonderful to have that here now and not add to the trauma of having to send them somewhere else. So to have it here and
absolutely,
local.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So, and part of that, too, is you've also got some in-house therapy that you're starting now. So they kind of go hand in hand.
They do. Right now, there are so many people or so many children, child victims in the community that either don't have medical insurance or are having a hard time getting into therapy. And it's not just normal therapy. It's specifically related to trauma, children who have undergone some trauma. And so we have a therapist. She's right now just doing 10 hours a week, and hopefully in July we will move her position to full time. But it's providing trauma-focused therapy for these children who have undergone trauma, and it's very specialized. We started this July 1st, and it has just kind of skyrocketed, and we have children on the waiting list, and we need to move this position full time. We're super excited about it.
So you've got a room all set up for them to do their therapy and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now, they have to be a client, a current client, to come in to take advantage of these services, or how does that work?
They have to be, for the therapy, they have to be a child, obviously, and have been abused or neglected in some way. It doesn't have the child being seen does not have to have already received services at the center. They could be referred by a medical person, a family member. The Division of Child and Family Services may refer them. Right now, we have two children who are currently in DCFS custody. So it's been a long time since they came through the center, but they don't have to be a victim that has came through the center.
All right. Well, it sounds like some great things are going on, and your usual things that you guys usually do, your back to school stuff you did. How did that go? I didn't get a chance to meet with you this year.
It was really successful. We did it this year with the ladies out at the Methodist Church.
Oh, okay.
We used their facility, which was great because it was when we had all those fires and the smoke was really bad. So thank goodness we had an indoor facility. And so space-wise, it was perfect. We just kind of partnered with the Methodist Church, and it was really successful.
How many kids would you say you serviced this year? Any idea?
I think we serviced like 91 children.
Is that average?
That's pretty high. I think that was higher than it was last year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I remember the first year when I had just first started here and I went up there, I thought that was just the most neatest thing. People just there, and you guys do a great service for them. So that's pretty neat. Anything else fun and exciting coming up?
Well, we just finished our, Christmas tree regalia that our friends board
that go?
Put on. It was a huge success. You know, I just have to say kudos to our community. The awesome talent that we had coming out from the local, you know, dance companies and schools, their choir, departments coming out. Just all the community coming out, coming to the regalia, visiting it, enjoying their time. And even if you didn't bid on a tree, I think many people still enjoyed themselves.
I think so, too. I heard nothing but wonderful things. The trees were gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So all the businesses that participated in that, you guys did awesome. And families. There was even families and individuals
that did it. Groups, businesses, schools. Like I said, our community, we also had help from Emory County as well, because the funds go to support Emory County. It was just, all in all, it was such a huge success, and I couldn't be more proud of our community and our people here. And, you know, there's a lot of good things that go on in our community.
There is. And you know what? When there's someone in need or, you know, a fundraiser, our community jumps right up and participates.
Yep.
So I'm glad it turned out really well for you guys. Better than last year? I know it's still fairly new. We're bringing it back after so many years.
I think we did a little bit better last year as far as the funds that we were able to raise. But, I mean, last year it was great, too. The community was great. We had great talent. We have a great friends board, and they work hard. They work their butts off, especially Connie Hamilton. She just worked around the clock.
She just gets right in there, doesn't she?
She does, yep. You can't tell her anything differently.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad you guys had a successful year with that, because it was lots of fun seeing all the pictures and all the people up there. And like I said, I heard nothing but wonderful things. So
good,
it was
good.
Well, Shelley, is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to let the community know that we are there for them. Our facility is a resource as well. And, you know, we welcome walk-ins. So if you have a situation and you're not sure where to go for help, or you're in some type of a crisis, come to the center, come visit our staff, and we'll sit down with you, try to figure out what we can do to help you and alleviate any stress that you may be going through. And as always, we're here for you, and we're here for your children.
All right. Perfect. Well, I appreciate you taking time to come in and speak with me about this. How exciting about the medical room and the in-house therapy. I know you've been waiting for this, and I think that's awesome.
I think we're already outgrowing our center.
Well, it's a great addition. You guys definitely needed that.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.